Chapter 8 Into the Caves. The news about Injun Joe traveled fast through the village. Everyone talked about it, but soon there was something new to talk about. No one could find Tom and Becky. 3 days before, on Saturday, Tom, Becky, and lots of other children traveled by boat down the river. They stopped at a beautiful place and had a wonderful day. They played games and ate lunch. Then somebody said, "Who's ready for the caves?" Everyone was ready. All the children went into the dark caves with candles. The caves were very big and went a long way under the ground. Tom knew them well, but he did not know all of them. Everyone enjoyed playing in the caves. After the visit, they traveled on the boat back to St. Petersburg. They were all happy after their adventures. But Tom and Becky were not on the boat, and nobody saw that. Tom and Becky had a wonderful afternoon in the caves. On and on they went, down and down into the ground. Then it was quiet and they were cold.
"What time is it?" asked Becky. "Where is everyone?"
"We're down below them," said Tom.
"We must go back. Can you find the way, Tom?"
They tried to find their way out of the caves, but everything looked strange. Tom talked very happily because he did not want Becky to be frightened. In his heart, he had little hope. Then he shouted loudly, but no one came to help them. Becky sat on the ground and she cried,
"Oh, Tom, can we never leave this terrible place?"
They had two candles, but they only used one. They had to keep the other one for later. Becky understood, and her hope died again. They walked for a long time, until Becky was too tired. She sat sadly on the ground. Tom sat next to her, and he talked happily about home and their friends and their warm beds. Then Becky cried. Tom tried to make her happier, but he could not. Finally, she slept. When she woke, she cried more.
"Oh, how could I sleep?" she said. "Waking up is too terrible."
Tom said, "Come on, Becky. Now we will find our way home."
They found some water in the cave, and Tom kindly gave Becky some of his food. After some hours, Becky slept again. Tom had some string. He put one end near Becky, and he took the other end with him. He tried going different ways. Then he turned a corner and he stopped. Someone was there. He saw a man's hand with a candle. It was Injun Joe with the money. Tom's heart nearly stopped, and he could not move. But Injun Joe did not see or hear Tom. Injun Joe quickly dug into the ground and hid the money. Then he ran away. Tom went back to Becky, but he said nothing to her about Injun Joe.